John illuminated for us what he describes as the seven levels of investor, and we talked about the first four of those, the zero level, the first level, which is just a borrower, the second level, which is a saver, and the third level, which is what John described as the passive investor. And then we broke into the good stuff and began talking about the active investor. And John, you outlined for us some of the key steps, the seven steps, in fact, that you enumerated, that are the fundamental actions that a successful active investor takes. And you said that even the higher levels of investor, the people who break into mega wealth, all in some way or another follow these seven fundamentals. Could you review them for us again and proceed to unfold them in more detail?
Absolutely, John. So level four, the automatic investor. This is the crux, folks. I know people who have gone beyond and didn't have them in place. And unfortunately, it is always a sad ending. Even if you're going to go on and do bigger stuff, you need to lay the foundation. This is what keeps the money there for the long term. So pay yourself first. We talked about this. I told you I'd talk to you about it again, and here we are. If you've got a story that's keeping you from doing this, accept it and own it, that it's a story. Stories are real, but not true. That's a fact. You can talk to any top therapist, psychiatrist. We all have stories, you know. Donald Trump had a story that made him a multi-billionaire. You know, Michael Jordan had a story that made him the greatest basketball player ever to live. Tiger Woods got a story to make him the greatest golfer. Yeah, they got lots of talents, but they also had a story that worked.
So stories aren't necessarily bad. There are good stories and there are bad stories.
Oh, yeah. This is a good story. The automatic investor is a good story. This is how we turn the tables on everything we've been taught in marketing and mass media, what the planners and the people in the world have told us that it hasn't worked. We're now going to go, hey, we ain't buying that story anymore. We're going to buy a story that works for me. It's John's turn to win. My turn to win. For you, it's your turn. So pay yourself first. If you're not doing it, be aware of the story and start it. Dang it, start it now. Second step, reinvest the returns. I see too many people do this. They get started. It's like, hey, I'm going to become an investor. And we've been talking about mutual funds because it's a simple conversation. They're great investments. They have some flaws. They have a lot of pluses. Some people be like, I'm going to do a house. So they buy a house. You know, they do the classic. You know, they find a fixer-upper. They buy it below value. Guys, they're great deals. I've done over 1,000 real estate transactions. And they make $20,000 on a house deal. But what do they do with the money? They spend it. I want you to spend everything you make. But this 10% of the AIP, this stays there until you got enough money to live off of it for the rest of your life, because that's financial freedom. We're going to get level four rates of return. We're not going to settle for 8%, 9%, 10%, and just real simple. So on a simple basis, the AIP, you know, what kind of AIP do I do, John? So people fall into five basic levels of expertise. The first one, you're on a very low budget. Usually means you're also, sophistication level in investing is low. That's cool. Guess what? Every one of us started there.